News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the Directorate of Areca Nut and Spices Development under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, is inviting applications to fill a vacancy for the position of Junior Translation Officer in Calicut. This Group B non-gazetted non-ministerial post offers a pay scale of level 6 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates must be officers from the central or state government or union territory administrations holding an analogous post on a regular basis or having 6 years of service in a relevant grade. The educational qualifications required include a master's degree in Hindi or English with specific subject requirements, along with recognized diploma or certificate in translation, or 2 years of translation experience from Hindi to English and vice versa in government offices. The period of deputation is for 3 years and the candidates must be under 56 years of age on the closing date of application. The deadline for submitting applications is 60 days from the publication of this advertisement. For further details, kindly refer to the official website, that is at https://spicenurseries.in/vacancies. The Central Bureau of Communications under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, is seeking to fill one post of Administrative Officer, Group B gazetted on deputation basis at the regional office in Lucknow. The position offers a pay level 7 as per the 7 CPC. The applications must reach the concerned office within 60 days from the date of publication in Employment News. The maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years as of the closing date for applications and the period of deputation will not exceed 3 years. Essential qualification include a degree from a recognized university or equivalent and 2 years of experience in administrative, accounts or establishment work in a supervisory capacity within a government office, public body or reputable commercial organization. Knowledge of government rules and regulations is desirable. Recruitment will be made either through promotion or deputation, with an equal division of vacancies for both methods. For details, kindly go on to https://www.davp.nic.in. The G.B. Pant National Institute of Himalayan Environment, Uttarakhand, is inviting applications for the following positions: Scientist B, unreserved, at pay level 10, and one finance officer, unreserved, at pay level 11. The online application portal is open till 21 days after the advertisement's publication in Employment News. Applicants must uphold all relevant documents to the application portal. For comprehensive details regarding the institute, including general conditions, rules and regulations, pay matrix, age and qualification requirements, and the application procedure, kindly visit the institute's official website at https://gbphed.gov.in. The Government of India under the Ministry of Home Affairs is seeking suitable officers to fill one post of director in the Central Translation Bureau, which is part of the Department of Official Language. This position falls under the Central General Service Group A gazetted category and offers a pay matrix level 13. The appointment will be on deputation basis. Applications must be submitted within 60 days from the date of this advertisement in the Employment News. Details regarding the qualification and experience required for this position, along with other relevant information, can be found on the official website, that is at www.rajbhasha.nic.in or at www.dabp.nic.in. ctb.rajbhasha.gov.in. The Indian Institute of Technology, Hyderabad, has released a recruitment notification for various non-teaching positions, inviting online applications from Indian nationals. Available positions include Superintending Engineer and Public Relations Officer in Group A, along with several roles in Group B and C, such as Technical Superintendent, Junior Psychological Counselor, Executive Assistant, Staff Nurse, and junior technician across various disciplines. The upper age limit ranges from 35 to 50 years, depending on the position. The online application portal will close on 10th December 2024 at 5 p.m. IST. For more details on qualification and application procedures, candidates should visit IIT Hyderabad's website, that is https://www.iith.ac.in. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, has issued an update regarding the recruitment for the post of Drugs Controller India in the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization under the Directorate General of Health Services. This Group A position at pay level 14 is available through deputation, including a short-term contract. Initially, the last date for applications was 9th October 2024, as advertised in the employment news dated 10th to 16th August 2024. However, the deadline has been extended. Interested and eligible candidates may submit their applications by 23rd November 2024. Applications must be complete and follow the procedure outlined in the original advertisement. Submissions should be addressed to Vikas R. Mehto, Under Secretary, Drugs Regulation, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Room Number 434, C Wing, Nirman Bhavan, New Delhi, 110011. Candidates who have already applied do not need to resubmit their applications. The Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, Ministry of Consumer Affairs, invites applications for one post of private secretary at pay level 6 on a deputation or absorption basis. Eligible personnel from central or state government, central, state, PSUs, autonomous or statutory bodies may apply. All applications should be submitted to the Deputy Director, Human Resource, WDRA, NCUI Building, 4th Floor, City Institutional Area, August Kranti Marg, Haskas, New Delhi, 110016, within 30 days from the notice publication in the Employment News. Applications in the prescribed format are available at www.wdra.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.